Speaking of food, I think it's time for that guy.
Well, Mach B. Bendlick to attract the Sko.
Yellow Sko.
Yo, the hound.
What the hell's going on?
I'm just hanging. Can I have that glass of hard cider?
You got a, where are you?
Over at the, over at Brownie's.
Oh, well. So you listening to the show?
We don't have a tuner over here yet.
You don't have a tuner? Well, hold the phone up in the air while I say, you're not singing on my show, you big fat Irish. Yeah, never mind.
We're listening to Exile.
Yeah.
You could do a lot worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what's today's vibe?
Oh, today's vibe, it's a good vibe. I kind of have to continue where last week's vibe started.
Well, can you clue me in? Because I wasn't around last week.
Well, last week, the Skeletons played at Maxwell's, you know, with
Dave.
I think
that was great. Yeah, we have a live tape of them.
That's a gig.
Well,
I was there. It was great.
It was a great gig, but it was also a wild gig. You know, it was like, you know, I went there to see Brother Dave. I figured he would rock a little bit, and I got there, and he was, he was like close to unlistenable, and he came up with two of the most ridiculous raps I've ever heard.
But he's taking after his brother,
I
guess.
This is from a guy who's been doing the Vibe Report for 4 years.
Well, the guy got up there, and first of all, he complained about being on the road with Sid Straw, which made him more money than hardly anything in a long time, and even though he was in way over his head musically as far as that one solo that he's been playing for the last 11 years.
Yeah.
Then he goes on to complain and whine and sour grapes over the fact that Dwight Yoakam covered his song and made him a lot of money.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, I don't let him touch my songs, that Dwight Yoakam.
Jeez, I mean.
And then the cowboy hat thing, Roscoe, remember that?
Yeah, but that, you know, it was just, that's all part of that mock seriousness of that L.A. scene. It's just so serious.
Yeah, it's Los Angeles has been described to me a couple of times as a place that will sap the talent out of just about anybody.
Yeah, look what it did to Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Before they sold out, they ruled.
But I just couldn't believe the guy, you know. I mean, and
it was all acoustic too, right?
Oh yeah, it was all acoustic. It was like he came up with some real artists. He got like the guys who back up the that curmudgeon, the country curmudgeon from Boston.
Uh-huh. Oh right, the guys with the old wood.
Yeah.
Should have swiped one.
Well, they didn't have any old wood with them. I think they anticipated a little punk rock violence.
Yeah, they had the touring wood.
You know, there was like a Takamine and the guy's B fiddle.
Mm.
As opposed to his A fiddle. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what other...
How is the drink situation? How is the free drink situation with our listeners? Did they come through for
you? Oh, yeah. That last week was very good, you know, for the... I was out there for that Skeletons gig, which, you know, like, after I was watching them, and they were sounding really good, you know, I was thinking maybe I should take a few deep breaths if I'm going to have to sing a song or something. That's when, like, the second hound listener showed with a drink, the first guy. That's good enough, because I was like, hey,
sounds like
thanks,
a fair deal to me.
Thanks for the drink, dude. But, you know, that was wild, you know. The Maxwell's thing even sounded good.
Mm-hmm. They didn't have that over-amplified thing going like they do sometimes?
Well, it was very loud.
Roscoe likes that.
I was standing in the back, and I do like that.
Oh.
But, it's, you know, if they could figure out how to pay the bands, I think that they should, like, maybe charge an extra 50 cents for beer there and make sure that the band gets it.
Yeah. Well, I guess with other people buying, it's a... It's a thing.
We got like an Irish song going here, man.
Isn't that a contradiction in terms?
What are you playing guitar, Bruce?
Yeah, I gotta play guitar tonight, so I thought I'd start this afternoon.
What do you change your strings and you're stretching them?
No, I gotta do that tonight. I didn't bring my stuff.
So I'm drinking a mimosa.
Really?
a mimosa.
Cocktail brunch?
Well, I switched drinks to vibe report.
I hear champagne is in order for the SCO.
That's right.
Rumor has it.
Nah.
It's all true. The SCO and ML. It's an engagement thing.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Let the world know.
How about it?
Yeah,
folks, she's a lovely girl. And hell has frozen over.
Yeah, it is.
Right. I guess it's happened. I guess that's kind of the vibe report.
Okay.
I did like Maxwell's, though, you know, and I've been on the thing complaining about Maxwell's before. And
even after the brutal path train limbo.
Yeah, you know, the only part I would complain about, that no matter how great the band is or how many people they have in there, it seems to always just make $350.
But after 2 weeks of Tramps and a night at Live Tonight, Maxwell's looks good, right?
Yeah, it looks
very
like
good. You know, yeah, at least, and you don't have that that ferret from Tramps with the half a lounge PA. Also, the guys at Brownies said that it would be right now at Brownies free champagne till 5.
Get over there, everybody. Free
you have
champagne.
To kick the door twice and say the hound sent you.
Uh-huh. There you go. Free champagne. So far.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Hopefully I'll be able to run into you guys this evening.
Okay,
well, I'll be back late in that other bar.
Yeah, what's for fun tonight, Sco? Any
I don't
fun?
Know. I haven't heard of a single thing. I think that tonight's fun is just dodging the morons.
Or the A-bones at Maxwell's.
And that's tonight's fun is dodging the A-bones.
Oh. Well, I don't know if, you know, I said I liked Maxwell's. I don't know if, you know, if...
Not that much, pal.
Well, if I wasn't playing, it would take us a ride and a half to get me out there.
Next time.
Aloha, dude.
Aloha, Roscoe.
And dudes.
Congratulations.
Thanks. A million.
State of the Vibe Report, folks. No, you don't know the shape he's in.